Landry, always with us on Thursdays, right here in this slot, LandryFootball.com. We will let you know how you can get his service, whether it's online, whether it's the podcast, whatever he has, we'll let you know how you can get your hands on it, because if you want football information, if you want the latest, you want the draft, you want recruiting, you want both. Nobody does both of those. They do one or the other. He does both. We will let you know exactly how you can get it, but you do need to know LandryFootball.com. That gets you started. Chris, good morning, sir. How you been?
Doing well. It's. I was telling somebody the other day, this has become with signing day a week from today, it's like the craziest time of year, because you got the end of the NFL season, we've got the bowl game starting, we've got coaching searches, we've got signing day next week. I mean, it is just getting hit from all directions, but it's good, I guess. It's exciting, and it's keeping us busy, and getting a lot of good stuff on the website and feedback, so we're glad about that.
Tennessee and Florida State looking for offensive coordinators, and they've been looking for a while now. Yeah. Is there anything concerning about that, or is this just taking your time and doing it right?
Well, they're a little different, as I've understood it. Jeremy Pruitt has been searching for what, not necessarily who he's looking for, in terms of would he obviously wants to build the program along the lines of what Alabama's done and what Georgia's done. That's what he's familiar with, is what he knows. He wants to build a tough physical defense offensively. He wants to be able to run the football, but he understands the importance of the modern-day passing game, and trying to find that fit has been, it's been a search of ideas, is the best way to put it. There was never anything, for example, to Hugh Freeze going there. Kendall Browse is not a fit. That's he's not going to hire somebody that's going to basically want to hire his own staff and run an up-tempo offense. And that's not what he wants to do. So finding that right fit, I think, has been, a search in progress. I think he's identified some ideas of what he wants to do, and I think he has some people that he thinks could do it, but I think he has somebody, maybe even a couple of guys in mind, and I think he has a couple of fallback plans. I wouldn't be surprised if it's somebody that's maybe still involved down the stretch in the playoffs. Freddie Kitchens makes a lot of sense in terms of a guy that would be a fit that could do a lot of the things, and he's in the NFL. It would make sense from a timing standpoint, but my sense is that Freddie wants to stay in the NFL as an OC. I don't know that he's going to have that opportunity at the end of the year. So he's not concerned, Pruitt, about the recruiting aspect of it, because he feels that that's going well. And he just wants to get the right hire for his offense, because this past year didn't go all that well in terms of, what his vision was and what, Tyson's vision was. So I think it's taken a while. With Florida State, it has been a bit of a challenge, because you got a coach that has an idea, again, what he wants to run offensively. But there's also a real concern about what's the stability level there. And that's kind of hurt that process. And again, finding that right fit, for him, it's different than Pruitt, but it's probably, there's been more interest in the Tennessee job, but finding the fit's been the issue. With Florida State, it's been more about, what is my situation if I go there? What length of a contract? How long does he have to be there as a head coach? I mean, that's the reasons why, as I see it, they've not been able to secure an OC yet.
What about Manny Diaz going to Temple? What are your thoughts there?
Well, Manny's been a very creative defensive guy. I don't know that his teams are all that sound in some regards. I don't know how good of a head coach he's going to be, quite frankly. It is certainly along the lines, being mostly defensive guys in this offensive era that they've had there. They've done a good job, obviously, identifying head coaches that grow through that program. So it's made that job very attractive, in that it's a It's a very good stepping stone job. I don't think he's as good a coach as, say, Jeff Collins or Matt Rhule, or, you know, guys that they've had there before. But I think he has a chance to at least kind of prove himself to be a good head coach, and we'll see what he can do there. They had a couple of other options that they looked at that, you know, Don Brown wasn't all that interested. Mike Elko backed out of it, and so Manny was kind of was on their short list, but kind of on the back end of their short list.
Chris Landry with us, LandryFootball.com, Thursday edition. We are presented by the Omni, where we're going to have our commitments party next Wednesday on the 19th, which is the 72-hour availability period. Chris, since we are in year two of that, early signing period, I guess I'm warming up to. It really doesn't matter to me either way. I kind of liked it the way it was, but I get it. How has this... Is it better for coaches or worse? Doesn't it cram a whole bunch of stuff in during a time where they're preferring to be preparing for other things?
Yeah, I don't like the calendar at all in college football, how we do it. And I think it's a byproduct of, you know, not having the right leadership at the top, and kind of everybody comes up with ideas and sounds good, and then they try it out. And, here's the thing to me. As a calendar, you're preparing for bowl games. You've got the focus on that. I don't think it's good. Let's just take for coaches. If you got a big staff, you can adjust to it. I just from a big overall college football standpoint, this is where I think they could do things a little bit better and maybe learn from the NFL. NFL's got the calendar right, at least. For me, I would have early signing day in August. Somebody wants to commit early, sign early, get it out of the way, do it. Do it before your senior year. I'm not a big believer. I believe kids should wait. But if they do and they know what they want to do, sign. If that school loses their coach, I think they ought to be allowed to reconsider that. Do it in August. I don't think you wouldn't have 80% of the kids sign, but you'd have the ones that want to sign. It would be better for the kids, because if they know where they want to go, then they don't have to deal with the aggravation of the fall of, you know, being recruited because early signing days in December. So do it then. And then I would actually move the signing day in February back to like the end of February, early March. And here's why. I think you got all of the things we're talking about. What about coaching changes? If you have a coaching change right now for whatever reason, you're dead in recruiting. I mean, it is impossible. You lose an entire year of recruiting. So, to me, you know, you're starting to make a change, and you basically have to sacrifice that first year, because it is one thing to try to scramble and get a class done in February. Try doing it to get it done for next week, and you just made a coaching change last week. It's just not a good way to do business. And to me, make it early in August. It would be a great calendar, something to talk about before the season. Hey, here's some guys. And then make it to where you can focus on football now. And then you got the reason why I'd move it back about a month is it would allow for when these coaching changes are made, you maybe could make them sometimes even maybe after the bowl games, make a coaching change if that's what you want to do, and still have time to put together a class. That's me. I can tell you that coaches from that standpoint would not like the fact that, you know, they've got to recruit a little bit longer, and then it would take summertime away, June and July, and make that, you know, a little bit vacation time away from you know, if you had early signing day in August. That's my view on it. Then, of course, my feeling is I think that we mess up the whole college football calendar in December, because I think we could make the bowl games a whole lot better by incorporating and putting the best teams in the bowl games and then picking the two teams or four teams after the bowl games. I think December could be, for college football, what March is for college basketball, but we focus on football season from, you know, last week of August to, you know, September all the way through December, and then the bowl games January 1st, and then we can have a little bit more of a celebration of the whole recruiting process to make it a little bit more of you know, the draft now has become a big type of a season where people grapple onto it. I don't think a lot of people have time to really focus on the recruiting end right now. I mean, the hardcore fans do, but I think you could increase the profile. That's my view on it. Probably went on a little too much there, but got it off my chest.
No, no worries. I wanted to hear that. Give me a couple of minutes here on Mike Locksley, but bringing up Butch Jones, et cetera.
Well, you know, Mike obviously has that background in that whole recruiting area. He's going to build a recruiting staff. He's going to bring the DeMatha coach there with him. Butch, as you mentioned, you know, head coaching experience, what have you, administrator that can help things. Which will help Mike on some things organizationally, regardless how successful a guy's been the head coach. When you've been one, there are things that you know. Mike, of course, has been a head coach in his own right. So I think he will recruit well. I don't know how well it will work. I think how he puts together the rest of his staff is going to be key. You know, I can tell you this, they're very excited about it because they feel it's one of their own, and they feel it's somebody that can kind of, you know, it's somebody that everybody can gather around, because obviously it's been a tough, you know, 12 months over there with all the off the field situations, and everybody's kind of excited about it. In terms of an on field coach, I think Mike's improved and gotten better. I don't know that it'll be a great success. To me, it's a lot different. They're in the Big Ten. It's going to be hard to make a lot of inroads there. I think you can do a better job than has been done there. But, you know, I don't look at it as, you know, boy, they're going to be start challenging in the East. That's the tough ladder to climb over Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State. You know, can they get to where Michigan State is? Maybe from a recruiting standpoint, they can challenge it, but I don't know from a coaching standpoint they'll ever be better than maybe fourth or fifth in the East.
Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. Chris, tell everybody what you provide there on LandryFootball.com.
Well, obviously we kind of keep things up to date as they're gone. So a lot of coaching search stuff, you know, daily that we've got going on there. We finished up all of our bi-conference, our recruiting class evaluations going into signing day. So who's committed, kind of an overview, how they're graded in terms of, we got a color grade system that kind of corresponds to what you'd normally see, 5-star, 4-star, but there's a reason why we do it a little differently. It gives you a view of who's done well to this point in each conference, and then obviously the list of the players that they have committed to this point. And then when it's signing day's over, then we'll do a complete evaluation, because we'll have in complete form, at least to that point, who has signed, and we'll give the complete scouting report on the classes and obviously the players. So we keep an update on that, our recruiting notebooks, obviously all the bowl games. We're going to break down every bowl game. So we've got all of Saturday's bowl games that's starting up broken down inside the film room, and then we'll do that for every other bowl game, and obviously you know, keeping everybody updated, who's participating in the bowl games, who's coming out early in the draft, all the NFL stuff breaking down. Obviously, the NFL's in their stretch run, so it's almost like a playoff field now. We're breaking down all the games. So a lot going on at LandryFootball.com. We've got a holiday special, so it's a great time to get involved as well. Also, we're starting something, a War Room newsletter that is free for everybody. And all you got to do is go to the website and click on it. You can find it on the War Room. Click. All you got to do is send your email. And we're going to start it out, if we can get everything worked out from a technological standpoint, starting tomorrow, that we'll have it going out. And it'll be some inside information a little bit, as well as an update on what's going on the podcast and on the website. So it's free, and it's a good way to kind of reward listeners of this great show and our listeners to our podcast. So check it out at LandryFootball.com. Follow me on Twitter at LandryFootball.
Great stuff, Chris. Appreciate you, man.
Hey, thank you, Bill. Take care.